This is the Jewish Almanac for Sunday, the 17th of Sivan, 5770, the 30th of May, 2010. It was on this day in May, in 1908, that Mel Blanc was born. The San Francisco native was the voice for several cartoon characters, including Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, and Porky Pig. In 1844, Germany seizes the Greek island of Crete. The Germans would leave the Jews of Crete alone until 1944. In 1944, the Germans loaded the Jews of Crete onto a ship called the Tanais, along with a mixed group of Greek and Italian prisoners. The ship was sunk as it headed for the mainland. It is unclear whether a German U-boat or British submarine sank the Tanais. On the 17th of Sivan, in 2105 BCE, 7 months after the beginning of the Great Flood, and 17 days after the waters covering the earth began to subside, the ark sheltering Noah, his family, and members of all animal species came to rest on the still-submerged summit of Mount Ararat. Here's a passage of Haggadah for today, taken from the third chapter of Yoma. And we'll be studying this Haggadah over the next 3 days. The rabbis taught, all are brought to judgment, the poor, the rich, and the wicked. When a poor man is asked, why have you not studied the law? If he answers, I have been poor, and I had to earn my bread, and I had no time. They will answer him, were you poorer than Hillel the elder? Of Hillel the elder it was said, every day he went to work and earned a tarpik. Half he gave away to the porter of the Beit Midrash to let him in, and on the other half he and his family lived. Once it happened, he did not earn anything, and the porter did not let him in. He ascended the roof where there was an opening and listened to the words of the living God from the mouth of Shemaiah and of Talion. It was said, that day was a Friday, and in the season of Tevet, winter. And he became covered in snow. When dawn came, Shemaiah said to Avtalion, every day becomes light at this time, and now it is dark. Is it such a cloudy day? They raised their eyes and saw a figure of a man. When they went up, they found him under a layer of snow 3 amot thick, or about 6 feet. They took him down, washed him, dressed him with oil, placed him before a fire, and they said, such a man deserves that Sabbath should be violated for his sake, by making a fire, because of his dedication, even in poverty, to study. That's the Jewish Almanac today. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you wherever you go.